This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Gary Ferguson. His book is The Eight Master Lessons of Nature. You have an afterword in your book after these 8 points summing it up, and it just reminds us nature's beauty holds every lesson. And you're talking about how nature represents over 4 billion years of success, and how if we're just still and listen to nature, we can better deal with the challenges of our day, things that are just so immediate, gender equality, inclusion, mental health, issues of peace, environment, and so on.
Yes, we have a wonderful draw to beautiful things, not just nature, but beauty all around us. And if we yield to that draw and walk into it and open ourselves up to it, we have the kind of contemplative state of mind, actually go through very significant chemistry changes in our brains that will allow us to take these lessons and carry them back to our daily lives. So for that reason, I absolutely love the idea of making space for the beautiful in your life. I mentioned earlier getting kind of off to the side of the stage for a change instead of just being so self-focused and watching what's going on and learning from it. Beauty is the way to make that happen.
And Gary, a lot of this is sort of ethereal and not tangible, but there are also tangible ways that nature helps support human life that you talk about, trees releasing chemicals and so on. Can you review just some physical ways that nature is a positive for living well?
Absolutely. Certainly the very fact that we can draw breath is the result of green plants around the earth producing and releasing oxygen, just as we release the carbon dioxide they need. The sunlight that falls on our skin, even indirect sunlight, is what sets our hormone levels and also creates the vitamin D that we need to build bones and therefore stand and walk through this life. On and on it goes, the nutrient cycles that are part of nature that allow us to essentially, eat food and make good use of it. There is absolutely nothing we do that isn't fully dependent on the natural world. And that's the reality of life. That interconnectedness is simply how life works. And it's been the grand illusion for us that we're above that or separate from it. Mm-hmm. And that's really causing us an awful lot of trouble and really led to the climate change trouble that we're facing right now.
I like in your book how you remind us that even in a city, if you can go to green space, it can ease depression. And if you're trying to be creative and productive, just being outdoors, physically being outdoors, can refresh your creative abilities.
Yes, it's really quite interesting how neuroscience is chronicling by studying the brain chemical changes of people just going out into a green space or sitting under a tree are so profound that it opens up certain aspects of especially creative capacity that aren't necessarily available to us when we're so distracted, if you will.
Yeah, so if you're overwhelmed and exhausted and just at your wit's end and don't have time to take a walk? No, you need to take a walk. That really is what is the antidote for that.